Hey, it's me with a quick little audio blog post thingy. I'm driving, of course, so a thought occurred to me. I'm listening to The Talk Show. I think it's episode 15. The Talk Show is a great podcast if you're a Mac geek. It's a podcast produced by 5x5, which is Dan Benjamin's podcasting and broadcasting outfit. I think it's 5x5.tv. And Dan Benjamin is the host, along with co-host John Gruber, the author of Daring Fireball, and the two of them talk about all sorts of Mac nerd stuff. And it's a great podcast. It's really the only one that I listen to with any regularity. Well, that and Car Talk. But anyway, I'm listening to this last episode, and Dan Benjamin made a great point. He was talking about how his son uses his iPad, and whenever his kid wants to get out of a game because he's playing a game and doesn't like the way it's gone, he wants to start over, or he's using a drawing app. His son is like 3 years old and doodles on the iPad drawing app. Rather than backing out in the game all the way out to the main level or the home screen or the main screen, whatever he does within the game's interface, this boy has just learned the behavior of hitting the home button down at the bottom of the iPad, throwing him back out to the springboard, the launch board, you know, the main iPad screen, and then he launches the game again, and that way he can undo and redo from the start. So Dan is worried now because with the upcoming iOS 4.2 unification release that's going to give all the features currently on the iPhone to the iPad, when the kid hits the home screen, the game's going to freeze, and he's going to go out to the desktop or the launch pad, whatever you want to call it. And then when he comes back into the game, the state will have been frozen because the iPad will now have multitasking. And in order to do what he wants to do, the kid's going to have to learn to back out correctly from the application. And that's sort of an unintended bad consequence of this new release of the iOS. So that reminded me that, you know, I have my iPhone and it runs the multitasking iOS upgrade, the current version of iOS 4, and for the iPhone. And I'm not a big lover of the multitasking. I just don't use it very much. And I actually really miss the double tap to get to your phone favorites feature that went away when multitasking showed up in iOS. I loved that double tap to get to your phone favorites or double tap to get to your camera app shortcut. And I used both over the years that I had my iPhone, and used both, you know, at certain times, and loved them both, and changed back and forth as I needed to. When I was taking more pictures, I used one. When I was not, I used the other one. And now that feature is gone with the advent of multitasking. And it seems to me that Apple should give us a preference there for both of these reasons. One, for Dan Benjamin's reason, because of the learned behavior that some users have where they don't want multitasking. And two, for my reason, that I prefer other features for the double tap of the home button, and I don't want multitasking. And while it's a neat feature, I don't use it, so why make me? Anyway, that's my thought. I'd love to hear your reactions to it. Reach me in one of various ways, by Twitter or comments or whatever, and you can tell me what you think.